of doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2000, 229. Yosef is 30 years old. He's been appointed before Paro. That puts Yosef is 30, Yaakov is 221. And Paro gives Yosef 100 servants at his disposal. Yosef purchases more servants. He builds a huge castle like the king's. And his castle is in the king's courtyard. He makes a beautiful building. It takes 3 years to build. And he makes a beautiful throne out of gold and silver and precious stones. And within his castle and on his throne, he makes engravings of a map of all of Egypt, the shape of the Nile, and God grants Yosef with even more wisdom, and throughout, everyone's heard of his great wisdom. And Yosef prepares an army. He has 40,000 soldiers, and he has 600 paid men standing ready for war at any minute. Aside from the king's standing army, aside from all the king's servants, and Yosef was in charge of dealing with protecting the empire. And Yosef rejuvenates the Egyptian army, purchasing new shields, special helmets, special armor, special stones so that they could throw their marksmen, have good weapons. And at that time, there is a war between the people of Tarshish with the descendants of Yishmael. And for a long time, the people of Tarshish were plaguing the descendants of Yishmael. And the descendants of Yishmael were few in number, and they couldn't win the war. And they kept suffering, and they sent word to Pharaoh saying, "Send us your army, help us out." And Pharaoh tells Yosef, "Go with the army, go help them." So Yosef leads the army to battle, and he defeats the people of Tarshish and conquers all their land. And the Yishmaelim, the war was fought on their behalf, so they go in and they settle the land of the Tarshish, and the people of Tarshish run away, and they go live back in Greece where they originally came from. And seems that way. I don't know. And in all these battles, Yosef didn't lose a single man. Now, in the second year of Yosef's reign, so this is the year 2231, he's been in power for 2 years, and his interpretation of the dream has come true. There is great bounty in Egypt, and they gather the food, and Yosef orders to have all the food collected, all the surplus collected, and he orders that every field that pays taxes has to bring along some earth from the field where the food grew to store it with its own earth. And this is part of Yosef's wisdom. Yosef knew that with that earth, the grains would store well. And everyone else would just try storing their grains without earth, and their grains rotted. 2 years later, Yosef is 34 years old now. His wife, Osnat, the daughter of Potipharah, gives birth to his two children, Menashe and Ephraim. They grew up, they went in his footsteps, they learned his ethics, they started getting educated, and they started learning politics, and all the king's servants valued these two lads. According to some midrashim, these two were twins. In the year 2235, Kehas was born, and at this point, the 7 years of satiation are up. And in the year 2236, we start the 7 years of famine. The Egyptians open the storage houses because the famine is really tough in Egypt. And they try to eat the food, and they find that all the food they stored has rotted. And they turn to Paro and they say, "Give us food." And Paro says, "Well, Yosef warned you that a famine's coming. Why didn't you save food?" And they said, "We did. We saved the food. But it's all been plagued by the different moths, and none of it is edible." So Paro says, "Well, what you coming to me for? Go talk to Yosef. Whatever he says, that's what you'll do." They come to Yosef and they tell him, "You know, we listened to your warnings, but it didn't help us any." So Yosef is merciful. He opens the royal storage houses. And although throughout the Middle East there's a famine, but in Egypt they have plenty of food. So the people of Canaan and the Philistines and the people on the other side of the Euphrates, the people from the east, any city that was within reach started coming to Egypt to buy food. Now, notice Yosef's intelligence. He knew that when there would be a famine, people would want food. In Egypt, they would have food, but they'd have to protect the food. So one of the first things Yosef did was amass a huge army. Aside from setting up the storage houses, Yosef also established the military because he knew that the way he would be able to save the world was if he had the power to protect the food that he had stored. So he amasses the army and he trains the army and he ensures that they have the latest weaponry and they're prepared for war. And now he can help people. Tremendous lesson Yosef teaches us here.
He's helping Philistines?
He's helping everyone. Yes. Good question. Why not? In those days,
the Egyptians, I guess, their story hasn't gone bad so much, but I mean, before armies that could have to fight in the future wanted to step and die off and be done.
At this point, his job is to save their lives. Why not? So Yosef knows that his brothers will come. They're also going to need food. So Yosef decrees, he says, "Let it be known that no one can buy food through a servant. The only messenger who will be allowed to purchase food in Egypt is a person's own sons." Now again, there is brilliance in this order. You can't send your servants into Egypt. He doesn't want Egypt filled with foreigners. People's own sons have to come down. He's limiting the influx of people. You don't show up with a whole battalion of slaves saying you're coming to buy food. You can't have people suddenly attacking the storage house. It's their own kids that have to come down. Anyone who came, he made another decree. Anyone who would purchase food for business purposes would be executed. If you want to take food out of Egypt, it is only for your own family. If we find out that anyone took food out of Egypt for resale, we will kill him, Yosef says. He wants to ensure, on the one hand you could say he wants to ensure he maintains his monopoly. On the other hand, you see he was very humane. He didn't up the prices. He ensured that people would be able to stay alive. What he really wants is to ensure that his brothers have to come down to Egypt. He says, anyone who comes down to Egypt with more than one animal will be executed. Another way of protecting Egypt. Another way of ensuring that people aren't taking food out for resale. He says, any person who tries to approach Egypt with more than one animal will be executed. You can only come with your animal to take food out of Egypt. And Yosef appoints guards on all the gates. And he tells them, no one may enter these gates unless they write their name and their father's name and their grandfather's name. And you bring me all the notes every night. And again, on a political scale, Yosef is ensuring that Egypt is safe, even though everyone wants their food. On a deeper level, what Yosef really wants is to know when his brothers have come into Egypt. So everyone hears Yosef's decrees and they have no choice but to abide by his laws. So Yaakov calls in his kids and says, look, I hear there's food to be found down in Egypt. Go down and buy food for us. Yosef says, look, when you enter Egypt, don't you all enter in one gate, because everyone will look at you. You guys are extraordinary. He doesn't send Binyamin. He's worried for his safety. And he sends the 10 siblings. So they start heading down to Egypt. And they're all thinking one thing. Hey, I wonder if we're going to meet Yosef now. It wasn't so long ago, decade ago, that we sold him. The year is 235, and Yosef was sold in the year 226, right? No, that's not right. It was 217 that Yosef was sold. So 18 years have passed. 16 years have passed.
He was 17 and now he's 30. So 13 years have passed.
No, because the years of famine passed plus the years of blessing plus the years of famine. So 19 years have passed. Okay, 19 years have passed. And the brothers are thinking. And they start having remorse. And they start talking to one another. And they say, you know, Yosef's down there in Egypt. If we find him, we're going to have to pay whatever they ask for. We have to bring him back. And if money won't do, then we have to fight for him and risk our lives. Even if we have to die for him, we have to bring Yosef back. And so they enter through 10 gates. And every gatekeeper writes down the name and their father's name and their grandfather's name. And that night, Yosef gets the notes and he sees what he's been waiting for. He sees Reuven ben Yaakov ben Yitzchak, Shimon ben Yaakov ben Yitzchak, and 10 different gates. He sees his 10 brothers. And Yosef tells all the storage houses, you all shut down tomorrow. We're leaving only one storage house open. Anyone who wants to buy food must go to that one store. Yes?
Why did they go through 10 separate gates if they all came down together?
Yaakov told them, you don't want people to look at you strangely. You don't want Ayin Hara. Everyone will look at these handsome guys, these Hulk, you know, you're talking about big warriors. Don't come in together. It's such an impressive sight. Go in through 10 different gates. So Yosef tells the guy in charge of the storage houses, he says, when people come to buy food from you, ask them their names. When you see these 10 names, grab them and send them to me. So Yaakov's sons come into the city. They regather, they regroup, and they start searching for Yosef. They're not going to buy food yet. They're looking for Yosef. And they say to themselves, Yosef was a good looking young man. What would the Egyptians do with him? Put him in a brothel. So they go to all the brothels and they spend 3 days looking for him. They don't find him. Now, the man who's in charge of that one storage house that's open, he's having long lines every day, right? They close down all the other stores, only that one's open. He sends word to Yosef. He says, you know, it's been 3 days and the people you told me haven't shown up. So Yosef sends his servants out to look for them and they can't find them. They go throughout Egypt. They go to Goshen. They go to Ramses, to Ramses. They don't find them. And then Yosef sends more messengers. He sends 16 servants. And tells them, scatter to the four corners of the city. And they go around, and they find them in the brothels. So they gather up Yosef's brothers, and they bring them, and they bow before Yosef. Yosef sitting there wearing the most royal clothing. He's wearing his golden crown. He has all these brave warriors all around him. And when Yaakov's sons look up at this majestic figure, they're stunned. What a good-looking man. Wow. He looks like a tzaddik. Look at his countenance. What a beard. Look at him. They bow. And Yosef looks, and he recognizes them. And they look, and they don't recognize him. So Yosef asks them, he has an interpreter standing there, and he says, ask them, where are they coming from? So they all answer, we came from the land of Canaan to buy food. There's a very heavy famine back in Canaan. And Yosef says, if you came to buy food, why'd you come in through 10 different gates? We must be spies. So they said, no, we're not spies. Our father commanded us that when we come to the city, we should enter through 10 different gates. Yosef says, that's interesting. When people come to buy food, they usually go to the store and buy food. You've spent 3 days going all around town here. What are you doing going to the brothels? That's usually where spies go. You're going to the underground. You're looking to find out the secrets of the city. So they say, well, in all honesty, we have a brother that got lost, and we were searching for him in the brothels. So he says, gee, that's funny. You told me you're descendants of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Why would you think a descendant of Yaakov would be in a brothel? So they said, well, we heard that the Yishmaelim stole him and sold him here into Egypt. And we know he was very good looking. So we said, a good looking guy like that sold into Egypt would probably be put to work in the brothels. Yosef says, I swear by Paro, you guys must be spies. Yosef says, let me ask you a question. Let's say you'd find that brother of yours, and the person who bought him would tell you he costs a lot of money. The brothers all say, we'd pay. Yosef says, and what would you do if he said to you, I'm not selling. Doesn't matter what you offer. So the brothers all answer, well, then we'd kill him and take our brother and leave. Yosef says, you see, I told you guys, you came here to kill. You guys are spies. We've heard your reputation. Two of you entered a city and killed everyone for one sister. Meaning you two entered a city when your sister was abducted and killed everyone in the city. And now you're already telling me you're ready to kill for that brother which you think was brought down here. You know what? If you want to convince me you're telling me the truth, I'll tell you what you do. Send one of you back and fetch your little brother and let me see him. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.